Hi, I'm Leanne Blaney, adventure coach, speaker, and award-winning author. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast, where we are having conversations about what might be holding you back and how to move forward to achieve your dream life. Come along on a journey and set yourself up by having freedom in your choices, becoming grounded and centered, and learn how to speak from the heart. For more information, go to leanneblaney.com. Let's ignite your life. Louise Geary is a coach, trainer, and facilitator. The majority of her work is with women who want to be seen, be heard, be valued, and belong. Both individually and in groups, Louise guides women to reconnect to the feminine within themselves. Hi, Louise. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hi, Leanne. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're good, so welcome. Here. I'm really excited about talking about activating your feminine today. But before we do that, do you want to just tell the listeners a bit about yourself, what you actually do, and how you got to this point?
So I'm Louise Geary. My business is actually called Activate Your Feminine. And I do this work really because it was the one thing that I found that really brought me out of that place of being really stuck. I was really quite stuck. I felt tired, quite lonely, was full-time carer for my son and felt like I just, you know, I wasn't getting anything out of life. I felt like there's got to be something more to life and this is all too hard. When I realised that's where I was, that's when I started to make changes. As soon as I accepted that I needed to do something, I did it. And then as soon as I made that decision, which is really quite a simple thing to do, isn't it? Oh, I need to make a change. Then I started getting opportunities. So, and one of those was that I found this work. So I started off by learning to be becoming a teacher of Art of Feminine Presence. And I'm now in the process of becoming a master teacher, which is really cool. But why I actually really took to this work was the fact that I learned how to be in my body. And when I did the physical practice of getting into my own body, I recognised that I'd never been there, very rarely been there. And when I'm not in my body, then I'm not connected to my feminine energy. I'm not connected to that juice that really lights me up and people really see me and hear me and value me. And then it's so much easier to connect and to belong. And they were all the things that I didn't have. I didn't feel like I was seen. I didn't feel like I was heard or valued. Didn't feel like I belonged anywhere. So it was really just that one practice where I thought, oh my God, I have to do this. And it's because I love the embodiment work. It's all about getting in and doing it, because I'm more of a doer than a, you know, learning it through books. I love books, but I have to actually do it. So for me, I love to teach that because of that.
Now, before we go into a bit more about what you're talking about, because I love that stirring that a lot of women feel at a certain, like it can be at any age, but you know, it's that thing that go, oh, I don't know what I'm doing here anymore. I just wanted to talk about the activating your feminine from the side of what does it mean to you? Like if we could give a little bit of a definition, what does activating your feminine mean?
Well, so in my experience, my own personal experience, in the experience of my clients, a lot of women shut down on their feminine energy. So what we have to do is it's like we're reactivating it. So it's still there. It's just we're spending a lot of time and energy shutting it down. So that's why I call it activate feminine, because that's what we're really having to do, kind of reconnect to it again and remember what it's there for. And really what it's there for is for us to really step into our full womanhood and really shine and show ourselves to the world, like, and to be, allow ourselves to be vulnerable and open. And if we are shut down in some areas, it's very hard to be open and it's hard to be, feel safe being vulnerable.
Yeah.
Which is, that's a whole other talk in itself, vulnerability and safety. So yes, the feminine is a natural energy that flows through our bodies. And for me personally, I really feel that most women have a natural feminine energy and we can be 100% in our feminine energy and then we can really get things done. But what happens is that sometimes we believe that we won't get heard unless we're more masculine, or we won't get the job, or we actually won't get stuff done because we think we associate the feminine with being a bit woo-woo and soft and fluffy, which is how I used to associate it. But it's not. It's really active and powerful when it's your natural energy. So if it's not your natural core energy, then it won't have that effect for you. But for most women, it is. And this isn't related to sexuality. This is a different thing. This is about a feminine energy that courses through our bodies.
Yeah. And do you find that because of this type of world that we live in, that a lot of women have thought they have to be in the masculine to be successful in their jobs, in their businesses, because they think, oh, I've got to do things, I've got to take action, and they feel like that's a really masculine energy, but they don't realise that the feminine actually can do those things as well?
Absolutely. It's just in a different way. And when if the masculine is not your natural space and not your natural energy, then it won't help you get the job done. It won't help you be seen. But yes, it's quite a common thing. But often when I work with women, I find when we really get into those practices, a lot of women recognise that they actually weren't in the masculine. They thought they were, but they're actually more in a neutral zone where there's no kind of masculine or feminine energy. And the danger there then is that you can lose that polarity in a relationship. So if you're in the neutral, then you're less likely to feel pleasure, and you're more likely to have a low libido. You know, you're not don't want sex. And a lot of women my age can get into that space, and it's really just because we're just out of balance with our feminine.
So in this world that we've got at the moment, like, you're taking on the movement of activating your feminine, getting that out there, teaching the art of the feminine presence. Mm-hmm. What does that really mean? How do you teach women to activate their feminine?
So that's a bit I love, because actually you can do a lot of it are embodiment practices. So it's actually physical. It's hard to explain, because they are, sometimes it's an energy that we're talking about, but it's about embodying it. So it's about, we do physical practices that give you a sense of what it feels like when you are in a masculine energy, when you are in a feminine energy, and when you're in that neutral space. And we'll do practices where you learn how to actually fully be in your body, and you gain an understanding of what it's like when you're not. And what happens is you recognize that, well, actually, when I'm not in my body, I'm really stressed and overwhelmed, and I talk really fast, and people get a bit tired listening to me, and blah, 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 blah. You know, so the places where you might be like that if you're a businesswoman is when you stand up at a meeting to say your 30-second spiel, and you're so busy worrying about what people think that you're right up and out of your body. Whereas if we do that physical practice of learning how to drop into your body and get your balance between your hips, like physical balance, and rest there, then the words come. And usually there's gaps in between them as well. So people are more likely to hear it instead of feeling like they're being bombarded. Yeah, so a lot of physical embodiment practices. Some of it is meditation. Some of it is awareness practices, and, you know, seeing, some of them are where you have to kind of think things through, but the majority are about really getting it in your body, because when you make a change in your body, it's the fastest way to make a change in your life, the change in your body. And when you make change in the body, then your cells learn it, and you're less likely to recycle into the old patterns and the old fears.
Yeah, those old patterns and fears do come up, don't they? And you do find yourself getting into that overwhelm.
Yes.
I've been working with you a little bit about this too. So
yes,
dropping into your body can actually, you know, change the state, can actually calm you, can get a bit more clarity in that, can't it?
Absolutely. And if you keep practicing it, because that's why I call them practices, because if you keep practicing it, then you get better at it. You get way better at it. And it's like, you know, you don't get in a car when you've never driven before and learn to drive in one go and get your license. You know, you have to keep practicing, and even over years you just get better and better. So that's what happens with these. Just keep doing it.
And you do it one-on-one as well as in groups and things, don't you? Like, I know you do your women's circle, you do your coaching online and stuff. How does that work with people? Do you find that it differs, like it's better face-to-face, or do you think it's actually something that can be learned, just, you know, even over, like, how we're doing it at the moment?
Mm-hmm. Yes, so I do a lot of work with women on Zoom now. I love Zoom. Yeah, so online. There are some practices that can't be taught except in person, and that's what I'm looking at, because I am actually starting to work with people, you know, further afield than Brisbane. So that we will have to look at, you know, an immersion at some point, retreat probably, where people can come and we'll learn those practices that you can't do online. to start with. You can do them later. So, yes, so I work privately with clients, particularly on Zoom, and especially now because I don't have a room to practice from anymore because my son's taken my room, my spare room. And the group work, it's very different, the group work, and that's why I'm really working towards having an immersion, because there's so much about witnessing, being held by other people, being seen, being appreciated, that can be done with me and one client, but there's a different energy with the group. And you know that, Leanne, because you've been in one of those, and it does shift it, because one person shifts and changes and the whole group gets value from that, which I love.
It's very powerful, isn't it? Like when you first sort of going to this, you think, oh, it's a bit confronting, I don't know what to say. But then as the women open up and they drop down and they'd be very vulnerable, and it's not a show of weakness, it's being that vulnerable where you can actually be honest with yourself and with others with what's really going on, isn't it?
Yeah, that's absolutely it. And women start to feel safe, and that's why the group work is quite powerful. I certainly hold that space for private clients, but the group work kind of helps it in. You drop in faster in some ways because you're learning about your boundaries. You're learning about filling the space around you, about being fully in your body and feeling safe enough to do it in a safe environment. So then you can be open and vulnerable, and that's when you really get to be seen and heard, and that's when people really start to value you, because they're seeing really you instead of a facade. And that's what I find a lot of the time that women do. They'll put up a bit of a facade, you know, through fear, or because, yeah, they might have been hurt before, or they just don't think they're good enough. So I have to pretend. Have to pretend that I'm this person, because those people are so good at what they do, or whoever they are, they won't like who I really am. So that's a bit of a common one with women.
Yeah, I've definitely seen it myself, and I know I did it. A long time I had that mask up, thinking to achieve, to do what I'm supposed to do, live up to my family's expectations, my own expectations, all this sort of stuff, is that I had this mask on, and I felt it had to be that masculine mask, because that would keep me safe. That would mean people think you're strong and that they're not going to see you fall in a heap. And sometimes we just need to fall in a heap, don't we?
Yeah. And usually people relate to you better anyway. If they know, if they think you're perfect, then it's hard to relate. It's hard to connect to people. So that sense of belonging often isn't there when you've got the facade up. And, you know, it's harder to build your business. It's hard to draw clients to you. You're working really hard all the time if you're out, if you've got that, it's like a wall up between that person and who you really are. Yeah.
It's definitely that connection thing, isn't it? Like, you can make connections with people, but they're not that deeper, more satisfying connections, because you can only, if you've got that wall up, you can only ever go so far.
That's right. Yeah, because, you know, if you're holding everything in then and you try and go that bit deeper, then it might just all burst out like a big tidal wave. I think that's what people fear too, that, you know, I've got to hold it in, got to hold it together, or I'll just break.
Yeah.
And really that doesn't happen.
Now, I liked what you said about boundaries, because I think that's an important one too with activating your feminine, is knowing that we as women have boundaries, and if we have clear boundaries, that looks after ourselves and protects ourselves too, and stops people treating us in a certain way that we think, oh, well, I've got to prioritise everyone else over myself, and then we, you know, get resentful and cynical and all that sort of stuff about the world. So just tell us a bit more about the boundaries.
Yeah, and I imagine that you do quite a lot of that with your work too, with your clients. So there's definitely looking at the looking at it intellectually. Mm-hmm. So really knowing how to say no is really important. Okay, when someone asks you, instead of going, oh yes, I can do that, after you go, actually being able to say no, I can't do that actually, or whatever it is, I just need some time to think about that and I'll get back to you. So that kind of intellectual look at boundaries is really important. In the work that I do, we look at our energetic presence too, which is our energy boundaries. And that sounds woo-woo, I know. But actually, if you haven't got an outer boundary, then your energy will be leaking away. So a way of telling if you're, if your outer boundary is not right is that, well, one, people will impose upon you, or you will be an empath and just take on everyone else's stuff and feel worn down by it, feel like people are dumping on you. So when you can actually get that outer boundary right and fill your body, be in your body, fill the space around you and have that outer layer on basically, then you can take responsibility for yourself again. And so you're not this victim to other people's stuff. And that's what I think is really powerful about it. It's a way of containing your energy, containing your own light so you get brighter, but also so you're not splashing your stuff all over everyone else too, not dumping your emotions on everyone else, and other people can't dump theirs on you. So it doesn't mean that you shut down, and that's the difference. What we do is completely shut down because we can't bear all of that going on, other people's stuff. And then that means we can't connect. And that leads to that not belonging again and not being seen and heard. All of it. Shut down, no one's going to see your light. So boundaries is enormous in this work. It's a really big part of it, which I love because it's still one I have to work on a lot. Boundaries, because I'm a bit of a kind of diffuser. Like I'll have it's a bit like the outer layer's a balloon and there's one little bit that's broken and the air's just going and I'm slowly wearing down. So I have to pay a lot of attention to that because that's a lifetime habit of just letting my energy leak away slowly.
Yeah, definitely with clients too, I had to learn how to look after myself because being an empath, I would take on everyone's energy. And after a coaching session, I would be so, you know, exhausted and upset about different things because the stuff that people tell you. Yes. And learning how to look after, have those energetic boundaries has allowed me to connect with them, understand what they're going through, help them, but not take it on myself that I'm so exhausted that I can't see another client, you know, in half an hour's time or something. So
absolutely, and that it's really powerful so that you don't burn out.
Yes,
and that's a really big thing about women. We women in this kind of work, because we care so much and we're really good at what we do, but we think we have to kind of give everything of ourselves. So when you've got those energetic boundaries right, then you remember to step back into your own body and then you can give more. Yes. So you're not giving of yourself, you're just giving of your knowledge and your compassion, and then you can really connect safely as well.
Yeah. So just to end off, we've got a couple of minutes. What sort of things, if somebody started working on themselves and activating their feminine and learning how to drop into their body and using that, how does their life change, do you think? What are the greatest things about changing their lives?
I personally think it's those things about being seen, being heard, being valued and belonging. And the thing is, what happens first is you do that for yourself. You start to really listen deep to what's going on underneath your outer layers. You start to really see yourself and value yourself. So many women don't see their own worth. And it's really hard to get your business out there if you're not valuing yourself. So the really big benefits are starting to feel really good about yourself. Being able to step up and say, hey, this, here I am, you know, and being able to connect with other people and create that space of belonging. But it starts with yourself. Well, that's a phenomenal benefit. So many women feel like they're kind of just not being seen and heard. And the other, look, honestly, one of the biggest things is the lack of stress. But, you know, like if you're in your body, if you're really in your body, then you don't get into that overwhelm and stress. And if you're in stress and overwhelm, you know you're not in your body. It's a really good indicator, a really good way to be able to get back in there. So I would suggest that if people wanted to do that, that they just start by sitting on a chair and really feeling their sit bones and their legs, their thighs and their pelvis on the chair. And bringing their attention and their awareness to that space, because what you're really doing is bringing your awareness to your pelvic bowl. And when you get into that space, because it's a place of physical balance for women, so that's a great place to start and really see what happens if you have that awareness there. You practice it and then try and go about your day like that with yourself resting in your pelvic bowl and see what happens. See if you're less stressed, less overwhelmed. if you start to just feel a bit happier or notice more pleasure and joy in your day.
Yeah. Well, I definitely notice the differences when I do take the time to do that. So I'm sure our listeners will too, that take that as their first step.
Yes.
Thank you, Louise, so much for talking to us today about activating your feminine. Now, if people wanted to follow you or come and check you out a bit more, where's the best place for them to contact you?
So you can go to my website, which is louisegeary.com. That's pretty easy. LouiseGeary.com. Or my Facebook page, which is Sacred Feminine Connection at the moment. I'm about to change it though. So that's not very helpful, is it?
I'm sure we'll find it.
But website, yeah, I've got my contact details. I've got email and phone number on my website. So louisegeary.com is great.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne. That was great.
Igniters, how great is it that Louise is teaching women to stand fully in their body and activate their own powerful presence? If you want to contact Louise, go to her website, www.louisegeary.com. For putting balance and adventure into your life, go to my website, www.leanneblaney.com.